The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. So good morning to your neighbor to the left and to the right. So, I mean, we are grateful to God for all that He is doing, again, at the different missions, GFH missions, Latin America has caught fire. Glory be to Jesus. You know, God did amazing, amazing things in our midst, and is doing. So we are grateful to God for those that are praying for us and are praying. God bless you. We are grateful to God for those that have given, you see, which is why GFH is just, you know, it's just the best place, really, because we really haven't raised funds for the missions like that, you know, but people are giving by themselves. People are saying, Pastor, you are telling us to pray. We are praying, but we know this thing costs money, and they are giving a lot. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for such people, and God will remember you. The things that you, it has not even come out of your mouth to ask God. The same way you responded to God without a need being communicated, God will answer your deepest desires in the name of Jesus. So going on mission is one of the things that is we are doing right now, and there's so much that is going on. And one of the things I've missed, really, is just sitting down in church, particularly in CROC. I've missed the children in our CROC HQ, you know, just sitting down or in between services, just going to play with them, you know. I throw them a riddle, you know, and they're very smart. They will think about it and they will give me the answer. So in that light, because of my CROC adventure of telling them a joke or giving them a riddle, I'm going to start with the riddle, this teaching. So the riddle is this. Why did the vase not go and glue itself when it got broken? So the vase got broken, the glue was there, but the vase stayed and did not glue itself. So why did the broken vase sit quietly on the shelf instead of looking for the glue? It's a riddle. And you are within someone, so you can't run to CROC to get the answer, because those children have the answers. So when you get home, or maybe towards the end, maybe I'll give you the answer. But it's a riddle. Today, we are looking at restoration delivered. Everybody say restoration delivered. Restoration delivered. You know, in the story of David, in 1 Samuel 30, we explained that God said to David, pursue, you will overtake, and without fail, you will recover all. And we explained that the fact that David did not pursue by default, that David waited and inquired of the Lord, means the Lord could have said, sit down, don't pursue, and your restoration will be delivered. So there's an angle of restoration as we come to the end of the year that is only by delivery. Everything that is still outstanding in restoration that needs to be delivered to you will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Everything you cannot achieve by pursuit, that is only achieved by delivery. You will not be running kitty kitty kata kata up and down. you will be in the place where God wants you to be, and to be delivered to you in the name of Jesus. So restoration delivered. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 26. It says, I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. This is God promising his people that I will restore the years the locust has eaten. In this kind of restoration, it is God that delivers the restoration. He says, I will restore. It is not restoration by pursuit, like in the case of David. And you have been pursuing this year. You have not been lazy. You have been hardworking. You have been hitting the streets, the road, if you will. You have been going through the grind. You have been going through your, as some people say, hustle, and doing what you need to do. But, and God has been faithful. Praise God for that. However, I'm saying, and God is saying to you and I, that there are restorations of life, that it is heaven that brings it. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. So, what to expect as the year winds up? A couple of things. As we go and get into the new year, 2025, I'm excited, I'm fired up, you know, fired up for 2025, you know, really, really, really fired up, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. We are here in God's presence, and God will deliver four aspects of restoration. The first thing that I'm trusting God, that God will deliver to you, and that God will in the name of Jesus, is that there will be restoration of life. Restoration of life. Some people are living, but they don't have life. Life is ebbing away, is going. Some life is practically gone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There will be restoration of life. Life, restoration of life, is one of those restorations that must be delivered. That must be delivered. And that will be delivered to you in the name of Jesus. There's a story, as you know, in 1 Kings 17. Elisha, God has said to Elisha, go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow to feed you. Elisha went to Zarephath, and the miracle of the oil, multiplication of the oil, happened. Time passed, and the son of the widow died. Now, the widow, understandably, was grieving. She was distraught. I will pick it up from verse 17. It says, sometime later, the widow's woman's son became sick. He grew worse and worse, and finally he died. Then she said to Elijah, oh man of God, what have you done to me? I'm like, have you come here to point out my sins and kill my son? And Elijah replied, give me your son. Give him to me. Now, one thing about God, God does not give you one and take away another. You know, let me put it, you know, my people will say, that is not God's behavior. It's the enemy that gives you one and takes one or two or multiple back. So this woman, because she has experienced a financial breakthrough and has now lost a son, was saying to Elijah, see what you have done. In other words, you know, we've talked about how when people have issues with God, they take it out on men of God, on their pastor, on their life group leaders. See what you have done for me. Now, she brought something out, which is, have you come to expose my sins? So, you know, many times we associate bad things to the fact that we are imperfect. Oh, there's an issue with my life. This is a man of God has come. Now trouble has come to me. Remember, these sins that she had, God knew about them. These sins that she had did not stop God from blessing her with children, did not stop God from even blessing her financially. When we think that things are happening to us because, oh, I didn't pray in the morning, oh, you know, you didn't attend that vigil, oh, you didn't. God is bigger than that. Does God want you to stop sinning? Yes. God is not limited. And this is not, popular teaching. God is not limited by your shortcomings. In spite of it, or in spite of them. So this woman said to Elijah, what have you done to me? You have brought financial breakthrough and you have killed my son. It's not Elijah. She was talking to God. You have killed my son. Now, Elijah said, give me the son. Give me your son. And he did what he would do. He went to God and, you know, presented the case. Then Elijah brought him down from the upper room and gave him to his mother alive. Look, he said, your son is alive. The woman did not pursue for a restoration. The woman actually came to blame God. She came to blame Elijah. She came to dump the boy. That, see what you have done for me, to me. But you see, God will ignore your grumbling. I pray in the name of Jesus. God will ignore your complaints and deliver your victory and restore life in the name of Jesus. When God speaks life, even death must surrender. And God will speak life into your life, into your situations, in the name of Jesus. So restoration delivered proves that nothing is truly lost in God's hands. Unknowing to the woman, when she brought the son to Elijah, and Elijah said, give me the boy. And Elijah took the boy. And the boy was given to God. Everything that we have lost, as we bring to God, nothing is lost in God's hands. The restoration will be delivered to you. That is why if you haven't given your life to Jesus, you are taking a big risk with your destiny, life and destiny. A huge risk. But when you commit your life to him, when you put your life in his hands, like the life of this little boy, guess what? Nothing is truly lost in God's hands. You will experience restoration delivered in the name of Jesus. The second restoration that you are going to experience in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the restoration of identity. You will experience restoration of life. You will experience restoration of identity, restoration of identity. The story in Luke 15:11-32, please write it down. We're going to read from verse 22. It says, but his father, is the story of the prodigal son. He had abandoned his father's house, squandered all his resources, and he came back. He says, but his father said to the servant, quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and now returned to life. He was lost, but now found. So the party began. In the name of Jesus, your party will begin. Your party of restoration begins in the mighty name of Jesus. So the party began. The boy coming home was coming to do houseboy work. He was not pursuing any restoration. As you go about trying to pick your life together, saying, let me just cuckoo, cut my losses, God will embarrass you with restoration in the name of Jesus. The boy must have been embarrassed. I want to believe that the barbecue did not go in his mouth. How will you eat? You are looking at your father that you abandoned. You're looking at your brother that is already beefing you. I say, I'm going to blow you tonight. You are looking at all the servants that have looked up to you, that you have displayed your foolishness in front of, and they are putting food in front of you, a whole fattened cow. There will be no appetite. I'm sure the boy was thinking about his life, but that's not the case. The case is that the boy was brought back from death to life. So the first thing we saw is that there was restoration of life. The father saw it. The first restoration, like we said, is restoration of life. Restoration delivered is restoration of life. Then the next is this, restoration of identity. Identity, the purpose of the party is to celebrate the identity of the boy, that you are my son. You are not a servant. You are my son. Put a signet ring in his hand. You have authority. Put a robe on him, the finest robe. You are royalty. You will experience restoration of life delivered to you. You will experience restoration of identity delivered to you. Why? Because grace delivers what pride squanders. Grace delivers what pride squanders. You may feel, you have squandered your life with arrogance, with pride, with errors. With the grace of God will deliver restoration to you in the name of Jesus. Because restoration delivered isn't end. It's embraced at the Father's feet. And there are many of you, God is saying, I will restore you. I will deliver you. And I will bring this restoration. It will be delivered to you. This deliverance will be delivered. Embrace it. Embrace it. Because restoration delivered isn't end. It is embraced. They've brought the package to the front of your door. They've pressed the doorbell. Ding dong. Open the door and receive the package. This boy could have said, oh, Father, I don't want the party, you know, and all that stuff. That was what it started with. But it started that from, I'm not worthy to be one of your servants. But when the party was thrown, people embraced the party. He may not be able to eat because of all the things I've explained, but he embraced it in the name of Jesus. So you are going to be delivered restoration of life. You are going to experience delivered restoration of identity. You are going to experience restoration of health. Delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We see the story of the paralyzed man by the pool in John chapter 5, 1 to 15. You could read it. Jesus said to the man, "Will you be made whole?" The man said, Ingbati, my brother. Ingbati, my sister. Ingbati, my cousin. Ingbati, everybody deserted me. My mommy did not call me. My mommy deserted me. My daddy did not call me. My daddy deserted me. Will you be made whole? You know, it's sometimes interesting how a season changes on us. God says, restoration delivered has come to your doorstep. You are saying, oh, that was I've been praying about this. I've been praying about that. This one that has come, will you be made whole? Today, you will be made whole in the name of Jesus. We see in this passage of scripture that when God shows up, even your excuses can't stop him from restoring you. When God shows up, even your excuses cannot stop his restoration. It will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus just said to the man, get up, take up your bed, and walk. So restoration delivered is a miracle you didn't even know to ask for. It's a miracle you didn't even know. This was Jesus, the maker of the heavens and the earth, standing beside this man and says, would you be made whole? The guy did not even ask. I'm praying that the situations you have given up on that are not even on your prayer list anymore will be delivered to you in the name of Jesus. There are people that are going to experience that. Go and write it down. You've stopped praying on this matter. In fact, God is even asking you, you are saying something else. They are talking to this side, you are saying something. They will take, they will give you in the name of Jesus. You will experience restoration of life in the name of Jesus. You will experience delivered restoration of identity in the name of Jesus. You will experience delivered restoration of health in the name of Jesus. And number four, you will experience delivered restoration of possession in the name of Jesus. There are lands that you have lost. You will repossess them in the mighty name of Jesus. There are positions and placements that you have lost. They will be delivered unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Ezra 1:1-4, God stirs Cyrus's heart to restore Israel to their land. Israel was not praying for it. Israel was not pursuing it, rather. But God stirred Cyrus's heart, and the land was restored. So Cyrus was a captor of Israel. He conquered Israel. He took them into captivity. They were under his bondage, if you will. But it was Cyrus by himself that delivered them and orchestrated everything. So what am I saying? When restoration is delivered, God will use the captors to become deliverers in the name of Jesus. God's sovereignty can turn captors into deliverers when restoration is being delivered. So restoration delivered proves that no promise of God falls to the ground. Every promise that God has made to you will come to pass. It will be delivered. Oh, it will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't speak in tongues when I'm teaching. Okay, he says, okay, but Pastor, you have spoken in tongues. Interpret it. Interpretation is this. It will be delivered. And atibebelo. It will be delivered. It will be delivered. The power of God is upon several people, upon this place. It will be delivered in the name of Jesus. God's restoration, God's delivered restoration, transforms bitterness into blessings. Because your story is not over until God writes joy back into the script. Your story is not over until God writes joy into the script. I can tell you the story of my life over and over and over again. It is not over until God puts joy back in the script. Until God did, and this joy that's going to be put back in the script is going to be delivered, packaged back to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, some restoration requires a fight, and we are not denying that. However, when restoration is delivered, it comes as a gift of grace. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will laugh again. You will smile again. You will rejoice again. Because it's not going to be about your strength. It's going to be about His strength. It's not going to be about your will is going to be about His will. It's not going to be about your orchestration. It's going to be about His sovereignty. I want to challenge you today to trust God to restore you in every area of your life. Trust God. Trust God. Because He's both willing and able to restore all that you have lost. So reflect on the areas that God has brought restoration by delivery. Think about it. Everybody has that story where God just delivered that package to you. Guess what? Think about the areas that you have pursued and you have not experienced it. God is about to deliver them to you. Why? Because for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. So back to our riddle. Why did the broken vase sit quietly on the shelf instead of looking for glue? The answer to the riddle because it knew the potter would show up and make it whole again. That's the riddle. I'm sure Sirach would have given us the answer from the beginning and spared us this sermon. Because it knew the potter is coming back to make you whole again. The potter is coming back. The potter is going to make you whole again. Restoration delivered comes from trusting the hand of God. Comes from trusting the hand of the master, not from trusting in our own efforts. Restoration delivered. Today, you will experience restoration of life. You experience restoration of identity. You experience restoration of health. You experience restoration of possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray with you if you're like, Pastor, I need to put my hands in the Master's hand. I need to experience restoration of life. You say, Pastor, can you pray with me? I want to pray with you. If you're in that category, we want to pray with you. Whether you're online, whether you're in church, you're like, Pastor, pray with me. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to commit my life to Him. Wherever you are, we want to pray with you.
Just focus on the Lord and we'll pray with you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for every one of your children that are surrendering their hearts to you, Lord. Your word says you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock. They've opened. We ask that you come in and you make your sup with them in Jesus' name. Father, that truly the full restoration that you propose for this, your children, will be delivered in their lives in Jesus' name. Father, from this moment on, they will walk out of this place whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the transformative story, the power of transformation that has begun to work in them and through them. Honor and glory we give unto your wonderful name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give a big hand unto the Lord. Hallelujah.